Order, order.
When are you going to do something about it?
Yeah. Winston Peters to the Speaker.
As I said to the member earlier, this is a political debating chamber.
The Speaker to Winston Peters. And question time was made all the more political by the Prime Minister's answers, the reason for the New Zealand First Leader's complaint.
Speaker, my point of order is, why are you allowing standing orders and Speaker's rulings to be flouted on this occasion four separate times, when the Prime Minister concluded his answer with an unqualified attack on someone else in the House? Each time you did precisely nothing.
Speaker said he'd stopped John Key in his tracks.
I rose to my feet and told the Prime Minister his answer was well and truly completed.
Which is what the Speaker did when the Prime Minister responded to questions from opposition leader David Shearer about privacy breaches by government agencies.
We probably all have made mistakes. I mean, this member can't remember he's got a bank account offshore.
Order! Order!
But he's out there.
Order!
The Prime Minister then faced this question from David Shearer.
What specific action will he take to give the public an assurance that their personal and private details are safe?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, I'm tempted, Mr. Speaker, to say tell the Leader of the Opposition he doesn't tell anyone about his private details.
Point of order. If the Prime Minister thinks that this is somehow some trivial matter that he can palm off, he's wrong. And I would appreciate it if he could answer the question.
Invited to ask the question again, the opposition leader got this answer from Mr. Key.
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
As I said a couple of times in answering this question today, the Chief Technology Officer is working with all of the technology teams to ensure that they follow best practice, and that matter of upgrading security has been in play for quite some time. But people will make mistakes. Last week, that member wanted
order,
to beg this
order,
house.
Order, and that's not necessary.
David Carter made the same criticism of Mr. Key's answer to a question from Mr. Shearer's deputy, Grant Robertson.
Doesn't he think that his government's got a part to play in actually helping to create jobs, not just destroy them?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, well, it's not unusual when you have a lot of people chasing one job. My understanding is all 38
Order.
Members of the Labor caucus are chasing that
Order.
Job.
That is not a helpful answer to the Order of the House.
And in maintaining that, Mr. Peters thought the Speaker should do more than simply sit the Prime Minister down.
Surely, after three warnings or three stoppages, you should have said that he should exit the House. Or is there a different set of rules for him and a different one for the rest of us?
No. Order.
The Prime Minister had been asked about job losses by Grant Robertson, a subject raised elsewhere in question time, as Rhys Lyon reports.
In light of an announced 140 job losses at the Department of Conservation, Labour's Jacinda Ardern had questions for Conservation Minister Nick Smith.
How does he expect DOC staff to do their job after today's cuts and protect vulnerable species like this black petrel, which was killed through commercial fishing, when staff across the Ministry of Primary Industries and DOC are already too stretched to ensure compliance with the rules that are meant to protect these birds?
Keep your eyes off the job.
Honourable Dr. Nick Smith.
Mr. Speaker, I share the member's passion for the protection of our birds.
The Conservation Minister provided some numbers.
I will have over $100 million more in real terms than what there was a decade ago, and I think that really does just show the level of commitment that there genuine is to conservation and the survival of our native species.
And there was also a question from West Coast-based Labor MP Damien O'Connor.
Does the Minister consider staff at Takaka Golden Bay office to be frontline staff? And if so, why has he cut staff from 3.5 down to just one?
Honourable Dr. Nick Smith.
Mr. Speaker, I would be happy to have a bet with the member opposite for the best bottle of Nelson wine that after this restructuring there will be a lot more than one staff in Takaka. Happy to take that bet.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
And the member has a right to have his point
Thank
of order
you.
Heard in silence,
Mr. Speaker,
so we'll wait until there's enough silence.
Mr. Speaker, that member made the same bet over electricity prices. I'm still waiting for the bottle of wine.
That report from Rhys Lyon, and later in question time, the Environment Minister came back with more information.
Mr. Speaker, I seek leave of the House to table
the DOC figures on the future number of staff in Takaka, which is 16.3 and not the one claimed by the member for West Coast Tasman.
Leave has sought to table those staff numbers for the Takaka office. Is there any objection? There is none. It can be tabled.
I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.